Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for people who are looking forward to a great, sure-to-be successful film. But is it a great film in artistic quality or entertainment value? The big movie released today is the latest in a new Spider-Man series. You may remember 5 years ago, there was an Oscar-winning film. It won the Oscar for Best Animated Film. It was a film about Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. And it was about a 15-year-old Spider-Man, new Spider-Man, played by a young man in Brooklyn who then finds out that he is not alone. There are Spider-Men all over the place, and there is a multi-universe spider world. And now it's followed up by a very ambitious film, a film 2.5 hours long, which is actually called Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And there will be another one, too, to come. We will be reviewing that, plus a film called Reality about a breach in national security and its consequences. Remember Reality Winner? Then you'll know what part of this film is about. But first up, there's something that really taxes reality when a professor of law at Howard University, Howard University, of course, most celebrated today because the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris, is a graduate of Howard University. And at Howard, there is a law professor named Justin Hansford, who is actually not satisfied with what's going on in California, where they have various commissions that are now estimating the amount of money that should be paid in reparations for slavery to people based upon their racial ancestry. But there needs to be a permanent forum at the UN to help hand out very generous doses of reparations. This is what Professor Hansford had to say during the UN Permanent Forum on People of African Descent late in the month of May in New York City. Listen.
I come to you today with a novel proposal that we begin to think our own thoughts, propose our own vision of justice, and implement that justice as part of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. So I also propose today that we create a new bar association, including lawyers and non-lawyers, to discuss what it means to be prepared in 2023 for crimes that have been done to us and are continuing to be done to us for over 500 years. Over 500 years. So for your consideration, Madam Chair, I propose that today we create a new community of legal thinkers that's not limited to lawyers, but includes anyone who is passionate about justice. And we come together and demand that many of the states in this room that have benefited from the legacy of our oppression start the process of apology and reparation, but not on their terms, but on our terms. Thank you.
Okay, the terms that they are talking about had been mentioned as high as $5 million per individual. Now, that's more than the state of California. The state of California is limiting it to $1.2 million per individual. And there's actually Glenn Lowry, who's been a guest on this show, Brown University professor. He does a podcast, and he recently ripped apart the idea of reparations on an episode of his podcast, making these arguments. Listen.
I think it's such a terrible idea. It's so deeply divisive. It's so impractical. It's so unjustified. Yes, I said it. It is so racist. Yes, I said it. I mean, let's just do the arithmetic for a minute. You got 40 million, the rough number of African Americans. And if you go $100,000 a head, I think we're up to $4 trillion. So you propose to mobilize resources at the scale of a national old age security program, directing it to something called black people, based upon a century and a half year old claim. That is South Africa-esque. You have to classify your population and create legal entitlements based upon that classification rooted in race, based on a speculative theory about historical dynamics that is susceptible to rebuttal and criticism.
Okay, and what kind of rebuttal and criticism? Professor Glenn Lowry goes on.
Is black poverty the result of slavery? I can see a person making that argument. I can see a person questioning that argument. How much wealth do these people, the Armenians, the Jews, the Japanese, the Chinese have? How did they get it? How come black people don't have it? Whose quote-unquote fault is that? What about the fact that the country of 330 million people has had scores of millions of non-European immigrants come and join us in the last 75 years? You want to talk about exploitation? You want to talk about mistreatment? You want to talk about racism? The Irish confronted it. So have the Chinese and a lot of other people in between, the Italians. No, no, I don't believe that you can weigh and compare these sufferings on a numerical scale. But I'm saying the sense of hand out, give me and pay me entitlement based upon my pigmentation would, if I were one of those people, invoke a lot of resentment in me.
Yeah, and again, Glenn Lowry being African American, he acknowledges the level of resentment, and this is part of the same difficulty that we have altogether too much in American culture right now, which is rather than looking ahead toward the future and trying to see how we can make it better, more open, more creative, more equitable, if you want to use that word. We are increasingly obsessed with the past. This even goes with the people who want to replay the election of 2020. One of the dumbest things in our political life right now is that people are still arguing about who carried Georgia in 2020 or who carried Arizona in the governor's race in 2022. I mean, the point is that there's a saying in the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, the moving finger writes and having writ moves on, and not all your wisdom or your wit can cancel out a single word of it. No, of course you move on with things. And the idea of being obsessed in trying to create the past, you need to recognize the past and learn from it. And one of the things you do learn from the past is looking at the people, the individuals and the groups, the collective individuals who have gotten together in groups who have succeeded and achieved. And by the way, there was an achievement, huge achievement, by the Republicans in the House of Representatives and led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And this was even recognized by a Washington Post columnist, Dana Milbank, who joins us moments from now and talks about what we can learn from stopping the madness. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
A poll earlier this week that showed that when they asked Americans, are you satisfied with the way things are going in this country, 18% were satisfied. That means there were 82% who were not. Now, that was earlier in the week. Now that we survived the threat of default, and it seems like the Congress of the United States, believe it or not, is a little bit more functional. Does that make a difference? And there's a terrific column by Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. And it's a column that says, Republicans find an antidote to the madness. Will they take it? And I don't think there's any question that people have Dana Milbank. Dana Milbank is a nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for the Washington Post, who also provides political commentary for various TV outlets and the author of three books on politics. Dana, doesn't Kevin McCarthy just look a lot bigger and more formidable and more serious than he did when he began his speakership?
He absolutely does. And, you know, I note in the piece that, okay, so, you know, it may be Biden or specifically the White House negotiators might have gotten the best of him in parts of the agreement. But the important thing is he reached a bipartisan agreement, and he brought, it brought along more Democrats than Republicans, but it brought along more than two-thirds of the House Republican caucus. This is, it's magnificent, and it's somewhat miraculous, because you had all of the, you know, the sort of MAGA crowd out there, whether it was, you know, Trump himself, it was DeSantis. You had, you know, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, the rest of the Fox News crowd. You had Heritage Action, Club for Growth, all pushing against this. And two-thirds of the Republicans went with McCarthy and against the House Freedom Caucus. And that's an extraordinary development. And that's why I think it's very hopeful that, you know, McCarthy may see a way forward here, and that he can actually deal this way, get support from Democrats, get support from two-thirds of his caucus. Now, am I optimistic he'll do that? Not terribly. You know, he's already saying he wants to make things up with the House Freedom Caucus folks, but if there is a way here, if there is a will.
Yeah, there clearly is a way, and I mean, it was fairly remarkable that there are people like Thomas Massie, who you mentioned in your piece, who actually went along with Kevin McCarthy and the Road of Sanity. I want you to know that for several weeks on this show, actually for more than a month, we have been pushing doing something to avoid the default of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
People, I'm afraid, are going to forget just how close we came to a truly damaging impact on our economy.
Yeah, it's true, and it's difficult because nobody really knows exactly what would happen because it's never happened. So, you know, it's all an abstract notion. But, right, instead of saying, you know, phew, they got, two-thirds of the Congress to vote for this thing, we could be looking at an economic depression. We just don't know.
A lot of the MAGA voices in the House of Representatives, you quote them, they're all talking about eating S-word, eating crap, eating a... various things. They're obsessed with the idea that somehow helping the market go up, 600 points today, that this somehow was a punishing and horrible thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand the argument that the debt is out of hand and that we keep adding to it. Both parties keep doing it, and this has been going on decade after decade. And, you know, we were supposed to have gotten in a lot more trouble with it by now than we have, so that's been somewhat confounding. But at some point, you know, you do have to pay the piper. It's because, you know, the interest is becoming a larger and larger share of the federal budget. But, you know, look, if you want to, you know, we all know this. We've been through this time after time. If you really want to do something about the debt picture, yeah, you deal with the domestic discretionary spending that they did in this, but you deal with the Pentagon, you deal with all the entitlements, including Social Security and Medicare, and you deal with revenues. And that's how you address the debt. So in this case, I think we were dealing with, you know, domestic discretionary, but not including veterans. So we were down to 11%, maybe a little more, of the federal budget. And, you know, you're not going to, even if you eliminated that entirely, you're not going to solve the problem.
Right.
I'm sympathetic to their argument, but come on, let's get real if you really want to do something about the debt.
Okay, let's get real for a moment. Is there anyone anywhere near a presidential race, either on the Republican side or on the Democratic side, for that matter, who is willing to talk about entitlements, which are about to go broke in about 5 years? I mean, that's another emergency that people pretend doesn't exist.
Yeah, if they are talking about it, I haven't heard it. I mean, you know, look, Biden in his budget talked about certain changes to Medicare, but not major things. And, you know, the way this happens is they're going to have to, you know, hold hands together and jump, and they're going to, you know, have to defend the package together. I mean, it's just really hard to imagine in this, you know, hyper-partisan atmosphere that you could reach such a deal. I mean, in less partisan atmospheres, they really haven't been able to. The last time we came close was Boehner and Obama, you know, talking about the grand bargain. Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton got really close before that. But, you know, in a dozen years, we haven't, you know, really even tried. And they didn't even bother trying this time. So, yeah, it's theoretically possible to do. I do not see anybody actually in reality doing it.
Is there any way for America to escape the seemingly inevitable choice of Biden versus Trump? Round two.
Can you come up with one? I mean, you know, other than the mortality clock for both of them, but it does look seemingly inevitable. And as you know, we've had a baby boomer in the White House now since 1992, and it looks like we're destined to have one again through 2028. So it's quite a good run for the boomers, if not for the country.
I still can't believe that in a country of 330 million people that it's impossible to open up the door a little bit to maybe a somewhat fresher face. Dana Milbank, great piece, and it's a pleasure speaking to you about it. The piece in the Washington Post, which is posted at our website now, it's called Republicans Find an Antidote to the Madness. Will they take it? Means moving forward without allowing the most radical wing of your party to dictate policy or direction. We will be right back on the Medved Show coming up.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will deliver a national address tonight at 7 Eastern Time regarding the recently passed debt ceiling bill. The Senate granted approval last night following the House's passage on Wednesday, averting a potential catastrophic government default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say after the Senate voted yes on the measure last night.
We're very, very happy. Default was the giant sword hanging over America's head.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act will raise the debt limit through January 1st, 2025, and implement caps on government spending and policy changes. The May jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy gained 339,000 jobs, exceeding expectations. This marks the 14th consecutive month of job numbers surpassing expectations. However, the unemployment rate rose to a higher than anticipated 3.7%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved Show, the campaign trail runs through Iowa, and that's where President Trump has been. He did another town hall meeting, this time with Fox and with Sean Hannity. And how did that go? Well, before that that broadcast, President Trump did a press conference, and he spoke in the press conference about some of the problems with modern culture. This is clip 8.
Very big on school choice. Can you imagine we even have to talk about parental control and having parents, basically having parents get involved? We have school systems that don't even want to talk to the parents about their children. And you talk about changing gender and things where the child can make a choice and the child can be unbelievably young. The country's gone sick. It's gone sick. And I don't like the term woke because I hear woke, woke, woke. You know, it's like just a term that used half the people can't even define it. They don't know what it is.
Okay, and then he spoke about other issues during that town hall meeting that was on Fox News with Sean Hannity. And, for instance, he spoke about the likely Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, and his fitness for the presidency. This is clip 13.
I have asked you repeatedly about what you think about Joe Biden's cognitive state. I've asked you about, is he up to the job physically, mentally? You have been very reluctant to go there. I'm not reluctant. To me, does everyone agree with me that this guy's cognitively not there? I doubt he knows what day of the week it is today. That's how bad I think it's gotten for him. Why are you reluctant to call that out?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I actually called Sean, and I asked Sean not to joke about it.
I was joking.
Because he used to joke about it. And I said, honestly, I don't think it looks good for you or for anybody for you to joke about it because it's a serious problem.
I was talking about sippy cup and warm milky at night and bedtime stories. Yeah.
So I said, I just don't think it's good for anybody. And, you know, it's not appropriate. You can speak about it if you want, but I don't think you should joke about it. And you really didn't after that.
Okay. So basically, President Trump... taking and maybe a conscientious point of view. And then he was asked about the new revelations about that tape with the classified documents where President Trump admitted on tape that it's a 2-minute tape and it's been authenticated and he hasn't denied it. This is after he was president that he recognized that he was holding classified documents that he could not share with the public, that he was legally not entitled to share with the public. And what does that do to his claim that he had already declassified all these documents? This is President Trump. This is 2.9.
News broke yesterday that there might be a tape recording that, quote, where you acknowledge that you understood that these were classified documents. First of all, do you know who this call may be with? Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it. All I know is this. Everything I did was right. We have the Presidential Records Act, which I abided by 100%. Biden has 1,850 boxes with a lot of classified stuff that he's not supposed to have. In his case, I have the right to declassify as president. He's got 1,850 boxes that he doesn't want anyone to see. He had 7 or 8 boxes in Chinatown in Washington, D.C., where nobody even speaks English in Chinatown. Chinatown is it's in favor of China. And he has boxes in Chinatown. They took those boxes and they sent them to Boston to his lawyer so his lawyer can look through them and probably do things that you're not supposed to do. No, this is about election interference.
Okay. And speaking of interference, President Trump also talked about how easy it would be for him, if he is elected to the presidency, to put an end to the horrible war in Ukraine. This is 2.5.
I want to stop the war. I don't want that war to continue. And I'll stop that war, mark my words, I'll stop that war in 24 hours. But we're in a position...
Serious question. How do you stop that war in 24 hours?
I know both. And frankly, Zelensky was very good because he was part of the phone call. And he said, he didn't say anything wrong to me, the Democrat. He could have gone and grandstand and said, well, I felt threatened. He didn't. I get along with him. I get along with Putin. It would have been much easier to stop it before it started. Putin would have never done this. Would have been much easier. Right now, it's a mess. Now they're hitting Kiev and they're hitting all sorts of things that weren't supposed to be hit. You tell one, you're not going to get anything unless you make a deal. You tell the other one, they're going to get a lot unless you make a deal. And you just sit them and you put them in and you have to make a determination. And within 24 hours, that whole thing will be settled. It'll be settled.
Does anyone really take that seriously? 1-800-955-1776. And then what's interesting here is the reaction of the audience. Hannity was asking President Trump about name-calling of his opponents. I mean, meaning, I think, particularly the whole thing about Ron DeSanctimonious and the stuff that has been directed, particularly at Governor DeSantis. Listen, this is clip 2.
It's going to come down to those people that maybe you're in the middle a little more, and the argument that they make to me is, if you would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That that it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line? It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents, in most cases people that were against me. Like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people.
Okay, but the question was about the name-calling and actually winning the election. And then there was this that he added about his opponent, Ron DeSantis, 2.7.
Let me just say, so I heard DeSantis saying, oh, well, I get 8 years, he gets 4. You don't need 4 and you don't need 8. You need 6 months. Within 6 months, I said, within 6 months, this can be done. Other than, you don't need 8 years. And frankly, I wouldn't vote for him because he said, you need 8 years. You need 6 months. We're going to drill. We're going to get our energy down. When the energy comes down, other things come down. And we're going to take care of things. We're going to immediately close up the border. We had the greatest border. We had the safest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world. There's no, and I say this during rallies. We love our rallies. But I say it during, there's never been a third world country that allowed people to pour into a country. They'd stand there with sticks and stones if they had to.
Standing there with sticks and stones. Should there be sticks or stones thrown at some of the new films? There are two big ones that are released today. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVet and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Going into the weekend, I hope you can find some time to celebrate the fact that what could have been a dire crisis for our country appears to have been avoided. And it was avoided by people of every political stripe who actually got together and behaved a little bit like adults in Washington, D.C., and yeah, I am talking about the debt ceiling bill and getting that settled. And maybe that being the first tiny little step toward some kind of national cooperation, reconciliation, more positivity about creating a first a better campaign for the presidency with better choices. And then also a better country. What about the two big new movies for that better country that are coming out this weekend? The big movie, of course, is called Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And if you missed it, and you probably didn't because it was a smash hit, 5 years ago, they came out with a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And it was animated, and it was extremely well done. It had a new main character who wasn't Peter Parker. It was Miles Morales. It was a young Latino boy in Brooklyn who became the new Spider-Man. And it turns out there isn't just one new Spider-Man. There are many others. And what was novel about the first film was it had three different directors and writers and all piecing it together. And the animation was spectacular, and it seemed like something very fresh for a very tired franchise. I mean, how many Spider-Men do we have? Well, in this one, there are whole armies of Spider-Men because they're traveling across the Spider-Verse. And it's all in different worlds that they are occurring. This one features the voice talents, animated film of Haley Steinfeld playing Gwen, who is as soon-to-be Spider-Woman, and Shameik Moore is the voice of Miles Mendoza, and Oscar Isaac is one of the voices, and Brian Tyree Henry And they all come together to sound like this.
Spider-Man, there's an elite crew with all the best spider people in it?
Who's the new guy?
This is unbelievable.
This is the lobby.
What's a guy got to do to join this spider team?
You can never be part of this. I'll take it from here. Being Spider-Man is a sacrifice. You have a choice between saving one person and saving every world.
I can do both!
Okay, you can save every world and save one person. And the idea that being Spider-Man is a sacrifice, I understand with great power comes great responsibility. Look, the film is spectacular to look at. The animation is terrific. The last film, the previous film, won Best Animated Film at the Oscars. But the film goes on for 2.5 hours. It's a very long film, and the plot is enormously confusing because of the three different writers and the three different directors and putting the whole thing together. And the most frustrating thing about the film is that it's not only difficult to follow all the different worlds and the different characters, especially if you have not seen the first film, but the film also doesn't end, it just stops. And it stops in the midst of a huge, what you think is going to be a climactic battle scene involving forces of good and evil. And it just stops and says, well, watch the next film. And a promo for the next film, the third in the series, which is coming out next year. I find that very frustrating. And I think that many people who watch the film and even will be with the film for its entire lengthy running time are going to say, wait, what? We're supposed to go home and we don't know what happens until more than a year from now when they come out with the next edition. It's rated PG. It's a film that it is animated, of course, so there's nothing too terribly horrifying, but it's going to be very challenging for younger viewers to follow or to keep coherent. 2.5 stars for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is sure to be overrated by cultists who were so completely sold on the first film, which was much more satisfying and much better. Second film to review is about one of those fascinating side notes in American history, and also somebody from some 5 years ago, a reality winner. Remember that? That's not a made-up name. That's her real name. Was a young, early 20s intelligence analyst. She was actually a translator working as a contractor for an agency involved with national security. And she all of a sudden was busted by the FBI for having illegitimately passed on some classified documents. What were those classified documents about? It's not entirely clear. This is a remarkable film. It features Sidney Sweeney, who's sort of been heralded as a great star from the TV series Euphoria. And she's wonderful. And the film is audacious. It's based on a stage play that has been performed on Broadway, off Broadway. And the stage play did something interesting, which it took the actual transcript of the interrogation of this reality winner when she was first confronted by the FBI and arrested. She ended up spending 5 years in prison. The interrogation sounds like this.
Reality. What if I said that you printed out classified information? That document has made its way outside of NSA. And the most likely candidate is you.
I think you know a lot more than what you're telling us at this point.
I'm trying to deploy. I'm not trying to be a whistleblower. That's crazy.
Now, why I'm here is to figure out the why behind this. Was there something that just pushed you over the edge on this?
Well, we never find out about the why. And again, this is one of those films that's very frustrating. There's all kinds of doubts about Reality Winner in real life. She has been released from prison. We still don't know what side she was on, why she released the document she did, and you never find out in the film. But it does give you a sense of immediacy with terrific performances. Sydney Sweeney's a wonderful actress, and she's also Josh Hamilton and Marchant Davis play the two leading FBI agents, and they are compelling and somewhat sympathetic. It's fascinating to watch, but frustrating at the end because the context is never really achieved. 2.5 stars, it's rated R entirely because of language, which can get pretty tough when you're dealing with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Speaking of dealing with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, coming up on Monday, we're going to be talking about America's approach to addiction. Sam Quinones, award-winning journalist, says that our approach to addiction has gone off the rails. In a time of fentanyl and meth, we need to use law enforcement differently and more often, Quinones says. We'll be speaking to him Monday. And Walgreens is debuting a brand new anti-theft store with just 2 aisles of touchable product. And customers, how do they feel about it? We'll find out on Monday on the Michael Medved Show. And then we're also going to find out about second-tier GOP candidates and what is their potential breakout strategy. How can you, if your name is Larry Elder or Asa Hutchinson or Vivek Ramaswamy, one of the people who is raising money and making some noise, how do you get your candidacy to be taken more seriously? A lot of this has to do with the first debates, which are coming up not so far away from now, supposedly in August. Is it still make or break at the debates, even if President Trump says he's not going to participate, as he's been saying recently? We will get to that and much more coming up in this wonderful spring season in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.